Hey there, and welcome to a new episode of Trader Talks. And we're here, as you probably guessed, to talk about trading. Shocking, right? We're going to share insights, use technical analysis and value specific assets and analyze how they react to recent market events. My name is Sam North, market analyst at eToro, and I'm ready to talk trade. Please remember that this podcast is intended for educational and informational purposes. Stay tuned for additional disclosures at the end of today's episode. So, are you ready? Let's go. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Trader Talks, where we're going to focus on ASML Holding, who had just had their earnings report, which sent share prices a little bit lower initially. We'll talk about that in a moment, and we'll also have a look at the chart. But please do remember to like, share, subscribe. And if you're on the podcast, please do remember you can click the link to watch on YouTube. And also do remember this presentation is for educational purposes only and should not be taken as investment advice, personal recommendation, or an offer of or solicitation to buy or sell any financial instruments. Let's have a look at then what happened. And please do let me know in the chat if you think the market overreacted, underreacted, what you see in the future. Share prices dropped at a 0.5% post-market. Quarter one sales were down 30% from quarter four. Quarter one profit, which was $1.2 billion, down 40% from the $7.2 billion in quarter four as well. Analyst consensus was profit down 43%. So actually not as bad as maybe some analysts expected. Does that mean we then recover? Or does that mean because those numbers are still pretty bad, we do move lower? Interesting to know what you all think. The target for 2025 revenue is between 30 and 40 billion. And we also had a CFO comment. To arrive at 35 billion, we would need sales at 4 billion each quarter this year. Quarter one sales this quarter were 4 billion. Expected quarter two sales between 5.7 and 6.2 billion. So when you think about the 35 billion for the year and the quarter one's met that target, quarter two looks a little bit above it. Actually, is it as bad as maybe the market thinks? We'll have a little look. Here are some of the key things to watch. The new most advanced high NA EUV machine that Intel ordered six of costs a whopping 380 million. Feel free to have a little read over those as well while we have a look at the chart, see what has happened, what is happening. And of course, again, please do let me know if you see things differently. If you agree, where would you all be targeting if you were long or short? Over the last few weeks, and this is a weekly chart, you can actually see we haven't done too much, to be honest. We're sort of just in this range between 840 and 958. Of course, it now looks like things are potentially starting to change. On the daily chart, we're pretty much bang on the 50-day moving average. The last time we were on the 50-day moving average was back in January. The last time we were below it, or I guess closed significantly below it, was July the previous year, where we actually spent a period of months, you can see, below until November last year. So maybe that's significant. Keep an eye where we close the day, not exactly where we're trading right now. The 100-day moving average trading at 783, not a million miles away from those previous all-time highs that we had in 2021 at 765. And the 200-day moving average way below. But also, interestingly, both of those key moving averages, which I'm sure people will be focusing on, are near previous resistance levels in the market. So you can keep a watch on those, I would suggest. What would make maybe shareholders panic a bit, to be honest, unless we get below 812, I don't think there's going to be too much in the way of panic across the market. You can see it was a previous all-time high. We break above it. So in theory, that could offer a level of support. Below their sentiment changes. So 812 would be a level where, you know, along with previous all-time highs, along with 100-day moving average, you think this might be a really nice opportunity for people to potentially buy the dip. What would that be dip-wise in and around there? About 19-20% for a company like ASML. Maybe that's an unbelievable opportunity. Maybe you think it would need to come a little bit lower. What might happen as well from these earnings report is that we actually just recover. we start to push higher because people don't think it's as bad as maybe the initial reaction was. What would make me agree with that assumption? If we can get back above 886. And the reason you can see that, let me just remove some of my workings for you all, was incredible support really going back to March and all through April. You can see we were really testing that as an area. The earnings obviously has sent us below there, but what could happen, of course, is we get back above, and then next thing you know, the earnings that initially were deemed to be bad aren't as bad. People look to get long, and then we target back up to 925 and also the all-time high and beyond. That's how I would be looking at it. I think it's important to see how we close the day with the moving averages. Zoom out if you're looking to potentially buy the dip and identify areas that really interest you, but don't panic. Don't FOMO into this. Very interesting chart, though, I have to say. And I'll be really interested to see what you all think at home as well. See you next time on the next episode of Trader Talks. You have been listening to Digest and Invest by eToro. For more information, use eToro.com. This podcast is for information and education purposes only and should not be taken as investment advice, a personal recommendation, or an offer of or solicitation to buy or sell any financial instruments. This material has been prepared without taking into account any particular recipient's investment objectives or financial situation and has not been prepared in accordance with the legal and regulatory requirements to promote independent research. Past performance is not an indication of future results.